the best service in the world? Yourself. Glad you're here with us on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you learning ways to save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. You can follow me at facebook.com/Clark Howard. When you walk in a store and somebody comes up to ask you, may I help you? Do you know that 95% of us are annoyed by that? 95% is funny about human nature. If we do want to find somebody on a sales floor and we can't find them, we're annoyed. But if they come up to us and approach us, we're annoyed. So the real thing here is what we want as consumers, a lot of places we don't get. Do you know one of the things that survey says really is a gripe for people? I know it is for me. When I'm in a store and I can't figure out the price on something, or something's put on the wrong shelf, and the price on that shelf is for another item, not the item that I think it is. That happened to me recently in a discount store. I saw some golf shirts that were, I knew they were on sale. I went in the store to buy them, and I go to the shelf, pick up the shirts, and on the way to the register, I always check to see if the price is right. And so I run them through that scanner, and all three that I picked up that I liked, I had to take back and put back on the shelf. But I put them back on the right shelf, not the wrong shelf, because whoever stocked the shelves put the items in the wrong place, and so they looked like they were the sale shirts, and they weren't. Then I found the ones that were on sale, and they were such terrible quality. I should have known they were $8 on sale for golf shirts. I should have known they weren't going to be great. But anyway, to make the story short, what did I do at that point? I was annoyed. I'd made a trip to that store to buy the sale item. Turned out I hadn't even picked up the right thing, put them back, and left the store and bought nothing. Bought not a thing. So a lot of what needs to go on in retail to make you and me happy is simple blocking and tackling. And that is, disclose the price to us. Make sure you put the merchandise in the right place. And when I do need somebody, have a way for me to get to somebody to ask a question about an item. And if you think about what I just described, that's almost 100% a self-serve customer. I was happy to handle everything myself, but the store came up short, and I walked out buying nothing. And think about your experiences shopping. What is it you really want when you go to a store? And for me, I want the merchandise to be in stock, and I want the price to be right. And I want to be able to find the item that I'm looking for anyway.